meeting is being recorded.
Okay, give us the water, please. Thank you so much. I hope you guys have water where you are. I don't want to make you jealous. But we do have water here. Alrighty. So, b'si'ata d'shmaya, with the help of the Master of the World, we're going to begin tonight's shir on Sicha Saran, class trip with Rabbi Nachman. And we're up to Sicha Chaf Aleph. It's a very small Sicha, but it's going to take us for sure until the end. And we may not even be able to get into to everything that we have. Thank you guys so much for coming. We have sheets up. The sheets are ready for you, prepared. And each line here, it's a Sicha about Rosh Hashanah, and every line here is going to require a tremendous amount of iyun. To be able to understand what the Rebbe means to say, how many angles there are, and understanding every single nuance and detail. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Nachman's whole inyan is Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nachman said, Gar in Yiddish, Gar mein Zach is Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows Rosh Hashanah belongs to Rabbi Nachman. Rosh Hashanah, this is Rabbi Nachman's yantif. Rabbi Nachman said, don't think that I achieved understanding what Rosh Hashanah is because I received it from like a Kabbalah, from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, from the Tzaddikim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan li zois b'matana. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me Rosh Hashanah as a gift, she'ani yodei amazah Rosh Hashanah. Everything that Rabbi Nachman taught and all the Torahs, tikkun ha-malchus, that Rabbi Nachman so much so was speaking about the malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, about the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be mar b'kfoit shemayim. Often throughout Likut Ramban you find this in the Sichas and the Sipurim. Throughout the whole corpus of what Rabbi Nachman was, Gar mein Zach is Rosh Hashanah. So when Rabbi Nachman has a Sicha on Rosh Hashanah, we have to pay very close attention because he's the Mar d'Shmaitza, right? He understands what he's saying and what's necessary to understand the Hanhagas of Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we're going to speak about tonight. So let's learn the Sicha first in its entirety. It's a very short Sicha, as you can see. And then we're going to take it line by line and try to get some context from other tzaddikim that are going to help us understand what the Rebbe is talking about. Okay, so Sicha Saran Chaf Aleph, the Rebbe begins, for Rosh Hashanah, on this holy day of Rosh Hashanah, Mimash Mishim Ubayim, right? Already on the way, Chazei Hashem. So Rosh Hashanah, on this elevated day, Rosh Hashanah, Tzrichim Lias Chacham. Person needs to be a Chacham. Person needs to go in with a game plan, with a strategy, to be wise. Sheyachshav, what does it mean to be a Chacham? Sheyachshav Rak Machshavas Toivas, that a person should only be thinking positive, good thoughts. For example, Sheyetiv Hashem Yizbarach Imanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly going to be good with us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly going to inscribe us into the Book of Life. V'chule V'chahena, that a person should be able to think positive thoughts. The whole Rosh Hashanah should be filled with positive thoughts. And it's amazing, you know, by the rest of the world, even though now things are getting better a little bit, but at least when we were growing up, you know, Rosh Hashanah is a day that we dread. Rosh Hashanah is a day that we, you know, we feel a certain pachad, and there's room for pachad, as we're going to see. But a person starts to learn a little bit Chassidus. A person starts to get into certainly Rabbi Nachman, and we're going to learn about what Uman is and what goes on in Uman. We're going to read the next few lines. There's no day that we look forward to more than Rosh Hashanah. When a person starts to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of Av, that we're in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's our Father, and that we have access to him in a very personal way, so Mimela, it's the day of the deepest closeness, of the deepest oneness. When a person understands that Yiddishkeit is not something externally imposed upon us, that we feel we need to contort ourselves, you know, to sort of get up for Shacharis and putting on tefillin and everything, like we have to do it, what can you do? But we get in touch with that essence within us that wants nothing more than to do those things, that feels the most natural at home, mamish, in front of a Gemara, at home, in front of a sitter. That's the essence of who we are. Everything else is a distraction. So those few days from Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mechuvi, Yom Kippur, that whole trajectory of Yom Tovim through Tishrei, there's nothing more essential. There's nothing more that we yearn for the whole entire year than to stand Meloich al Kol Ha'olam Kule B'Chvoidecha, right? And this, that we're able to engage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any distractions. We're able to finally be us, mamish us. So it's a day that we look forward to. It's a day that we yearn for. There's nothing, you know, Rabbi Nachman himself said, he said, the moment that Rosh Hashanah is already finished, he said, I'm already listening with my ear to hear them clapping on the wall, banging to call for Slichas already, again, you know, for the next year. That was how Rabbi Nachman viewed it. He lived from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. His whole life was a shtick Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, Rabbi Nachman's whole thing is bound up with new beginnings. And so, of course, Rosh Hashanah, which is mamash, the beginning of all beginnings, is obviously going to be the Rebbe Zach, that it's a new year, Mireishis Hashanah, Ad Achra Shana, a person is able to start again, to be mamshech. We're going to talk about Hashkacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha. And this interesting paradox of Beis Reishis, right, of this Nekuda of Bereishis Bar Lekimas Hashemayim Es Haaretz, Bereishis, from the Tikkuni Zayar, as Oisiyos, Ba'alef Tishrei, Beis Bereishis, Ba'alef Tishrei is the word Bereishis. Bereishis bar elekimus hashemayim v'sa'aretz. We find that there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Arichta, but everybody has 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. How do you begin twice? But that's the whole sod of Rabbi Nachman, right? That's the whole secret of two beginnings, of being able to start again and again and again. We know there's a klal in halacha, miyat rabim shtayim, right? Once you say lashon rabim, it could include infinite. So miyat rabim shtayim, at least Beis Reishis, Rabbi Nachman says, gar mein zach is Rosh Hashanah. The beginning to start again and again and to have two beginnings. So Rabbi Nachman says in Rosh Hashanah, you have to be a chacham to think sheyachshav rak machshav is toiv, is to only be thinking good thoughts, positive thoughts on Rosh Hashanah. That's klal number one. We're going to go into all of this very deeply, and you know, through the prism of other tzaddikim and other perspectives. But let's first see the sicha in and of itself. Utsrichim liya, says Rabbi Nachman, a person needs to be sameach for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is an incredibly joyous day. One of the most joyous days of the year, Rosh Hashanah. Again, when we understand it in the context of, well, who we are, what we want, and Mimela, it's not a day that we dread, but it's a day that we can't wait for, right? So it's a day of incredible simcha. It's a day of incredible comfort. Not simcha like Purim, you know, like a celebration, but it's this gentle happiness, this gentle feeling of having arrived home, of comfort, of this being my place. This is my ideal state. I want to live in Rosh Hashanah the rest of my life. A whole day of tefillah, and then you run, and you chop a suit, and you come back from mincha, and before you know it, it's already the second day, and you know, and then certainly the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and the seriousness of it, but that goes hand in hand with this feeling of tshuva, as Rav Kook writes, it's the most natural feeling in the world. Tshuva is not something we need to contort ourselves into a pretzel so that I should force myself, that I should conform to some sort of, you know, religious behaviorism that I feel is the opposite of what I want. But when we get in touch with who we are and we allow that to reveal itself, like the Esh Kodesh, you know, the whole entire Nekud of the Pius Setzner's Svarim is to enable us to reveal the Neshama, right? To reveal, to Megale our Neshama, step after step after step. A person who lives that way, it's the most natural thing. There's nothing more Sameach than that. Srichim liya sameach b'Rosh Hashanah. That's klal number two. Klal number three. Gam srichim livchais b'Rosh Hashanah. It's also important to cry on Rosh Hashanah, says Rabbi Nachman. Now, crying is not something we can force ourselves to do, but even there's a bechina in the Svarim HaKdoshim of kol bechi. We say in Tachnun on Mondays and Thursdays, David HaMelech says, Ki shama Hashem kol bechi. My Kodesh Baruch Hu heard the sound of my crying. And even if we can't mamash cry, but to make sounds as if, ki ilu, to act as if, we know from all the Svarim HaKdoshim, from as early as the Sefer HaChinuch, but Ramchal brings it as well, it's a famous klal, that the tnua chitzoinis ma'ereres ha'pinimis, right? Sometimes you have to fake it until you make it, but it's not faking it. It's just cutting past all of those boundaries and walls that are preventing the real you, which Ba'atzim is crying all the time, but Mistarim Tivcha Nafshi, but then we enable ourselves to go ahead and to really at least act as if Ki'ilu, but then that's able to be ma'orer, what we're really feeling inside. So there's a bechin of kol bichi as well. Even that's not the worst thing in the world, adarabba, right? That also qualifies. Gam srichim livchais b'Rosh Hashanah. But of course, the ikar is to try to get to such an emotional state where you can mamash cry. What kind of crying? What's the nature of the tears? We're going to learn Be'ez Rasha. And finally, the fourth klal in this small sicha, but it's packed. It's mamash packed. Rabbi Nachman says that the Rosh Hashanah b'yoyim harishim, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, tzrichim lema'ed b'dibur ma'oid ma'oid, a person needs to really speak as little as possible. Very, very important. Uman is a little bit quieter the first day. A little bit quieter. And by the Breslovers, they try mamish, at least those that are really following the path, and derech avoida, not to speak so much. Va'amar, and he says, sha'adam gadol, then when we speak about a real tzaddik, Tzarech ledaktik b'zeh b'yoyser, he needs to be even all the more so careful about this. V'al kain, who, and Rabbi Nassan, I guess, records about Rabbi Nachman, that Rabbi Nachman himself, eino oimer b'yom arishon afilu apayit, he would not say anything unnecessary, anything added on, any piyutim, rak mashi yosod Rabbi Lazar HaKalir, only those piyutim that were written by Rabbi Lazar HaKalir, that are the primary piyutim, aval shar ha-piyut, rapayit eino oimer, Rabbi Nachman himself wouldn't even say that. It was kol kule kedusha, machmasha adam goldo tzarech ledaktik az b'yoyser, medaber shum dibur she'inu muchruch, to try our best, mamish, not to speak any extraneous words, and we'll get into that as well. Okay, so let's go back to the first klal, and we'll start opening up the sources. We have a lot to accomplish, all the siyata d'shmaya, but I so deeply appreciate all of you for being here and for learning with me and exploring the sugya together. It's a special siyata d'shmaya that you get when you're not just, you know, hunched over a sefer on your own, but when you can explore it with a chavraya kadisha. So it really means a lot to me. Those that are here in person, those that are tuning in online, means the world to me. So let's go back to the first line. Rabbi Nachman began with, "Rosh Hashanah tzrichem lias chacham sheyachshav rak machshavas toivos sheyetav Hashem is baruch imanu." That a person should have positive thoughts on Rosh Hashanah. It's very important. Says the Hilig Avodas Yisrael from Kuznets in Parshas Nitzavim. The Hilig Tzadik says, "Vihine." This is part of a much longer piece. But the tzaddik says, "V'hine b'nei Yisrael l'mata mis'anim u'masrim l'mata b'kol shofar u'mekablu m'aleim ol malchus shemayim b'tshuva v'maisim tovim." That on Rosh Hashanah, Am Yisrael is standing in such a matzav down here below, but we're awakening with the kol shofar, and we're accepting upon ourselves the whole inyan is kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. It's not even so much tshuva. Tshuva we'll get to, but the nekuda here is just malchus, mamish malchus, to be mekablu ol malchus shemayim, to recalibrate our lives, right, and to reassess. Who are we subjugated to? Because everybody's subjugated to something. Adam la'amal yulad. You're either serving one thing or the next, right? And to understand, well, whose malchus am I subjugated under? And the uri yishena mishinascha means that you wake up from the slumber of being under the subjugation of extraneous forces, and you're again mekabel al malchus shemayim. That was the nekud of Am Yisrael that came out of Mitzrayim, we'll speak about. We came out of one shibud, and we went under the second shibud. But the nature of the shibud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was al tikri charis alaluchas, ela cheiris alaluchas, the deepest freedom in the world. It's not restricted. It's restrictive to those that aren't living out of the neshama. To those that are living out of the guf, there's nothing more restrictive than Torah. But it depends how we identify ourselves, is what we started speaking about before. And as much as we identify ourselves as the neshama, Rosh Hashanah is not a drag. It's the deepest, most beautiful yantav in the world. And adarabah, we're able to shift out of a negative shibud and into the shibud of al malchus shemayim, which is the most, it's not an ol b'chlal. It carries us more than we carry it, right? It's the deepest. And so he says on Rosh Hashanah, we're standing here below and we're doing our tshuva, but in such a lofty way with the shofar. Ad Hashem risoyririm chazdei Hashem yisbarach lahoitzi ka'ar tzidkan. Umar zechusam lefnei malachim morim umatzdikim v'mishpat. Da'ayinu anshekulam moidim ki hu elekeinu v'anachnu Yisrael amai. He says on Rosh Hashanah, we're going ahead and we're awakening up the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy should be awakened upon us. It's not just Ur Yusheinu Mishinaschem, that's us. We find Shnas Malka Yishal Olam, right? The Megillah, the Gemara Megillah, right? Balayla, who nadad Shnas HaMelech, who's the Melech Malka Yishal Olam? He neloyan v'layishan, right? But there's an akuda in which even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is revealed. We're waking up everything. The shofar, the Maral writes in his Pirush HaGadis to Saita, to Gemara Saita, I can't remember exactly which right now, but he explains that the shofar is the sound that reverts everything to its proper place. Any time that we blow the shofar, things are going back to the place. Yovel, for example, everything resets, right? All the ancestral lands, everything goes back to its place. And we say to kabbe shofar gadol cheriseinu, the sun is lekabetz gliyaseinu, right? That's the nekuda of the shofar blast, the blowing of the shofar that brings everything back. That's the sod of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah that resets everything. It brings us back to Hashem. Shuvu elai, v'ashuva aleichem, ashevenu Hashem elecha, v'nashuva, chadei shemen kekadem. Brings everything back, mamash, to the place of panim b'panim divra Hashem imachem, kabbalah satar, which we'll speak about. That's the nekuda of the blowing of the shofar. It brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to us and us back to Hashem. And we waken up the schusim, lifnei malachim marim, that we have piyutim about this also, right? That the malachim are bringing our chalona paneikel b'meitav igoya, and the malachim are bringing all of our tefillah, so to speak, and awakening up the schusim in front of Hashem. And everybody understands, he writes, Ki hu elikeinu, v'anachnu Yisrael ha'amai. It's the resetting. To go back to the essence, to go back to the ideal, you know, the factory setting. Before, you know, after everything got messed up again, right? But the mamash, the way it was, Hashiva Sheftenik Varishaina. And he says, and that's the way it is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah goes ahead and has such mercy on us that he's masking to all of our redemptions, b'chlal u'b'frat, b'ezer Hashem, in Yeshua, so we should only hear good news. V'akol ba lanu machmas emunaseinu. Says the Kuznets, so how do we do this? How do we achieve this by our Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should be going ahead and bringing down all of this shefa kindness? We achieve this through our emuna, ki al rachamav hamerubim anabetuchim. It's through this that we go in with this optimistic standpoint of understanding that we yeshal mi lismach, yeshal ma lismach, that we're relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachamecha harabim. Like the Torah says, as we're going to see in a minute, that on Erev Rosh Hashanah we go ahead and we clean our clothes and we dress nice and we take haircuts and everything's beautiful and fresh and clean and neat, like ki'ilu we're preparing for a chasana, like a simcha. Ah, you're going to din. We're going to see the lashon of the Torah. Over here he quotes it. So there's certainly that standpoint of ra'ada. Of course, there's an element of this that we feel charata. We're going to learn about what the nature of the bechiyah is from Rabbi Nachman. Of course, there's a bechina of this that we feel. Now we realize that we were sleeping the rest of the year, and there's a charata that comes with that. But it's v'gilu b'ra'ada. But the rejoicing is knowing that the judge is our Father, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu discloses Himself to us in such a deep personal way, and that we're coming home. You know, there's no greater feeling than that. With all the charata of how many years we've been on the road, but coming home is always but with simcha. V'gilu b'ra'ada. There's a gilu in the ra'ada. U'bis'ayrus tshuva b'simcha. And there's the his'ayrus of tshuva, but it's together with the nekuda of simcha. U'kvar yadu'an, it's already known. Divrei adineinu, mareinu agoyin, mareinu da'iveres atzal, the hilga magadim is rich. S'chusi agonleinu, he writes, ki aksiv l'chaim. What does it mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes us and inscribes us for life b'sefer. What does that mean? Perushai, what that means is, ha'chakuk b'machshav t'shal adam. He says, you know where that sefer is? It's the machshava of man. And in as much as the person is going to be chakuk and is going to be inscribing, thank you so much for coming, is going to inscribe in his mind, chayim, memela, that's going to be ma'or and shemayim, that they're going to write you in and inscribe you for life. This nekuda of Hashem tzilcha, mida keneged mida, beruchnias. And he says very simply, ki a rasha, he says, a wicked person, when a person that's not been walking in the proper path, and he thinks and he reflects back on his sins, and he's still trapped by the amalek asher karcha baderech, that cools us off and freezes us into our matziv. And so the rasha thinks that there's no hope for me, and he's not connected with what Rosh Hashanah is essentially. We spoke about Bez Rashis, the nekuda of the ever ability to start again and again and again. Miot rabim shtayim ba'alef tishrei bereishis bar likimis ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz, that there's something there for both the nekudas of shamayim, the yidin that are mamish serving Hashem at the highest levels, but also aretz, also those Jews that are sunk into the inyan of physicality. Why? Ki miloicha la'aretz kivoydai. And Rosh Hashanah is all about kvoid malchusa yizbarach baruch shem kvoid malchusa la'olam. That's the nekuda of Rosh Hashanah. So this yid thinks that he's finished. And he thinks, "Ein liba bereshus alashval Hashem." Harei ze nichtav la'alter lemisa. But who wrote him into the book of Misa? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He wrote himself into the book of Misa because of his lack of understanding of what's possible and his misunderstanding of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And our Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim ki lechalu rachamav. It's in our hands. It depends how we view ourselves and how we view ourselves in relation to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Similar davar, hamachshavas, hamavavloisoisoi, umufigimas levi, leva be'emas maves, that he's so frightened and he's so scared and he's thinking to himself, there's no way that I can come back and I'm sure I'm going to die this year, either beruchnius or begashmius, I'm not going to make it. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it's in his hands. It's his choice. Masha'enkein ha-tzadikim, but he says the heilige tzadikim, hagam shehim zoichalim v're'adim me'emas Hashem izbarach, and they know what they, you know, in tzadik baratzah she'yasa to'o le'yachdeh, might be on a different plane and a different level, but they know that they weren't every single moment of the year, it's yefshar, right? Tzadikim also sometimes make mistakes, and they say something to someone they shouldn't have said, and they give advice that wasn't exactly perfect. That happens also. And they come into Rosh Hashanah, and they're also shaking and trembling, but him betuchim b'yishuasa. But at the same moment, they're batuach in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's racham and v'chazdai, who meschaskim loshav al Hashem, and they take this as an opportunity not to beat themselves up into the ground and to further sink themselves into the pit of yish. Adarav, they make use of what this day holds. V'heim nechtavim la'alter l'chaim, and so they get written immediately where? In the book of life. But again, who wrote them in the book of life? It was themselves. It was their own machshavas. It was their own self-fulfilling prophecy that they say, "I can do it. I mamish can do it. I can start again." You know, there's a sort of sarcastic Torah from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe was very sharp. He had all these very sharp Torahs. Probably told it to you in the past. But the Satmar Rebbe says, he says, what's pshat the pasuk? We'll speak more about this pasuk also later on in the shir. But the Satmar Rebbe says, what's pshat this pasuk that says, Eretz Hashita Mireini Hashem Alekecha Ba Mireishes Hashana Vad Achrishana. It's the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on from beginning of Hashana, the beginning of the year, Vad Achrishana, to the end of year. He says, what's pshat? That by the Reishes of the Shana, it's Hashana, and the end of the year, it's just Shana. Says the Satmar Rebbe, he says, this is how every person thinks about it. In the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hashana, this is going to be the year. This year, I'm going to make it. I'm going to finish Shas. I'm not going to make miss one minion. I'm going to be, this is Hashanah. Then you come to the end of the year, and it's just Hashanah. No, another year passed by. So it's a little bit, okay, it's like discouraging, but there's a gevaldige chizik here. Because the same guy that every year for the past 20 years, it comes to the end of the year, and he says, Hashanah, it doesn't stop him again from saying, Hashanah, Reishis Hashanah. Every year you start fresh. And yeah, Michtav Alter, we don't even realize how much we grow. Chever, we don't realize. We think we're the same. We're not the same. We're evolving. We're growing all the time. All the time. Life is a process of growth. Even if you don't see it, Behechlet, and every single Nakuda, we're growing. We're becoming better. We want to grow. We're yearning. The yearning is itself valuable. And we're making it. You know, by hook or by crook, we're making it. Slowly but surely, we're trying our best. And we're trying our best to try our best, right? We want to grow. But that's the Nakuda. How do you view Rosh Hashanah? I'll tell you another related Torah, very short, because we have a lot to do. We might need to go over time, but we'll try not to. We have a lot to accomplish. But also, you know, something so fascinating, you find that there were two personalities in the Torah about whom the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mabat on them, Hashem's perspective on them. The first one is Noach, and the second one is Er. Noach and Er. About Noach, the pasuk says, V'noach matza chein be'ini Hashem. About Er, we find that Er was doing things that were ra be'ini Hashem. Right? How HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered them. Noach was chein be'ini Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at him and he found grace in Hashem's eyes. But Er was ra be'ini Hashem. Right? Kil kol habris and whatever Er was doing, it was ra be'ini Hashem. So I once heard from Shlomo Katz, Mamash such a deep tire. Mamash a deep tire, Reb Shlomo Katz. Mamash the deepest. He says, if you take a mirror and you hold up words in front of the mirror, in the mirror they're going to be flipped around. And he says, eyes are also like a mirror. When you look in somebody's eyes, you can see yourself reflected. Eyes have a reflective nature. See, he says, Noah, whose essence was Nun Ches, that was his name, when he looked up at Eini Hashem, he saw Chen. He saw the word Chen. Memela, he made it. Tzadik tamam hay b'deraisa. But when Er looked at the Eini Hashem, he saw Ra. So Er was doing what was Ra be'ini Hashem. Memela, he kept on going because he perceived God as looking at him and saying Ra, but it was only because he was seeing his reflection. And this is a very deep Torah, Chever. What's the Sefer HaChayim V'HaMesim Munachim L'Fanechetz Munachim L'Faneinu? The question is, how do we view ourselves? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of stays out of the game. And Hashem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far more powerful than we'd like to believe. Most of what happens is the consequence of our own actions, is the consequence of our own machshavas. And of course, everything is Ratzon Hashem in the grand scheme of things, but we have a lot more control than we like to give ourselves credit for. And it's not our own control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us control. But our machshavas are tokev gadol. And that's what Imamish says here. And that's what Rabbi Nachman means, I believe, that a person needs to be a chacham lachshav to think what? Machshavas toivas. Sheyetev imanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is Baruch Hu, is going to be kind to us. V'chokek b'machshavta maksiv l'toiv av agam sheboim loy eze ruhurim hamaskirim loy avanoysav. And he says that tzaddik also has this nekuda where he's having thoughts that are reminding him. Yes, and there's what to do tshuva on. And it doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want and God's just going to be merciful. There's a process of tshuva. Ashehim roiv zem ala kitrug l'malla mikol makoim hem mesichem daitam. He says largely they're mesiach das from this. It's brought from the Chiddush Arim. There are other perspectives also, even Bepinimius. But the Chiddush Arim says it's very important to rush through the vidui. He says, in Yom Kippur, don't spend a lot of time. Say it as fast as you can. Get it over with. Okay, we have to say them. We have to do vidui. But he didn't want that a person to dwell on this because the machshava of a person is a talk of gadol. And you get too drawn into it, so then it defeats the purpose of what Yom Kippur is. And Adarav, you get drawn into the experience of chait and the brokenness, and you're not even sure that you can continue. Rav Kook has a different perspective on that where he says, Adarav, there's nothing more empowering than vidui, but it's not for now. We'll get to that at a different time. Okay, so this is the Nakuda, Mesich and Das. They're Mesiach Das. Al Goydel HaTshuva V'Aziva Sachet. Ma'ayoyim V'Hala. And they think about the greatness of Tshuva, Ziva Sachet. V'Kabolas Ol Malchus Shemayim L'Vtoyach V'Chaz De'Agadol. They don't spend time dwelling on that. And the Mela, they're Nechtavim La'Alter. In their own mind, they've already been Nechtavim La'Alter. There's a story that they say about the Heilige Chozim Lublin. whose Chassidim on Rosh Hashanah were known to mamish make a party. Mamish, like people think Uman is a party. By the Chayze, it was like Purim beyond Purim. Dancing, Rikudim, Amchas Kaf, and tumble sauces. It was mamish like Rosh Hashanah was mamish the day of the greatest rejoicing. There were Misnagdim in the area that couldn't handle it, obviously, and they felt it was antithetical. It was Kfiro, it was Afgeris, and all of the above. And one year, one of the Misnagdim, mamish couldn't handle it anymore. Pasha couldn't handle it. And he burst into the, you know, to the Beis Medrash, and he sees what's going on, all the dancing and everything, what's going on. And mamish, he was burning up inside. He's so upset by what he saw, what was happening. Gave him a little bit of Yishav Hadas to see that in the corner, there was another person who at least was taking things seriously, and he was standing on the side, and he was a little bit bent over his sitter, and he wasn't involved in the dancing. So here, the Misnagid felt that he could demonstrate Exhibit A and Exhibit B to the Chayze, you know, so like, what should we not behave like and what we should behave like? So he marched over to the Chayze Lublin and he tells him, I don't understand your Chassidim, what's going on over here. He says, look at these Hefkeir, you know, at this Hefkeir, what's going on? Why can't your Chassidim be more like this Yid who's standing in the corner, who's, you know, was very somber, but at least, you know, he says, he's preserving the spirit of Rosh Hashanah, and this is how a Yid should look on Rosh Hashanah. And the Chayze Lublin looked at him with his essentially blind eyes, right? He was physically blind, at least in one eye. But Baruchnius, he saw Sofa Lamad Sofa. And the Chozim Lublin put his hand over this Yid's eyes. And when he took them away, the Yid was crying. Mom was crying. And the Chozim said, what did you see? And he said, the Hasidim that are dancing have already been inscribed in the Book of Life. He said, that Yid that's standing over there, it's not Yid, so sure. So now, it's not clear what starts what, right? Is it that they're dancing because the neshama already felt as if it was over, Kilu? Or maybe Adarava, maybe Adarava. Maybe it starts down here. Maybe it starts in our machshavas. Maybe it starts with our positivity and the tok of hamachshava, both spiritually, but also practically. What kind of Yid is going to walk out of Rosh Hashanah with the feeling that it could start again? Is it the Yid that spent all Rosh Hashanah breaking himself and beating up on himself? Or is it the Yid who says, Yesh lanu avinu shebashamayim, there's an inyan of tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, there's the possibility to start again 1,000 times, nothing's holding me back, I'm fresh, I'm clean, this is who I am, I'm not defined by my actions, and I can walk out of here with my head held high. And Mamela, such a Yid will have a life of chayim, Rishayim, tzadikim afilu bimisasim kriim chayim, the ikr chayim, the etz chayim yidam achazikim ba. Let's take a look at the Kedushas Levi, the second source. Where the Tzaddik says, again, it's part of a phenomenally long piece that I believe every person is required reading before Rosh Hashanah. But over here I took out relevant paragraphs. V'hinei noida, the Tzaddik says, it's known lanu shekol echon mekabel afi madri gasa. It's a very similar inyan. Every person with a little bit of an omek here. More omek than the Avodas Yisrael. Every person is mekabel shefa from a Kodesh Baruch Hu in accordance with his madrega. Imu toiv, azayu mekabel ha-shefa l'toiv, the shefa that's coming down from Shemaim, we already said, kimi itoi from Hashem, it's a pasuk, lo yseitzei arois v'atoiv. A Kodesh Baruch Hu sends down shefa. Each person, based on their own behavior, is going to receive the shefa through the keli that we make. If a person's kli is begashmi, as a person, you know, the shefa could go to gashmi, sometimes even to the klipas, to the other side, right, depending on the person. And if a person is nakyu bar leva, you know, neki chapayim, so memela, it's going to come into his life in a way of toiv. The imu ish ra, as I ashefa mishapich l'ra chas v'shalom. Then it's going to come in a way that's not so good. Hanim shul kfar nisker b'chachmei amnechkar, and he says that the philosophers already bring this mashal ki im yishatech adam beged shal pishton levena neged orach chama. He says if you take white flax, white pishton, and you hold it up in front of the light of the sun, Azai tiklat habeged mi ar hachamat seva shaloi shalavan, it'll get more white. That's the nature of this kind of material. But v'mishatech beged shal pishton shachar neged hachama, if you hold a black piece of material bit in front of the sun, azai tikabu beged utsavei shachar, it's going to get even blacker. How does that work? Right? How does that work that the same sun can make something white and something black? Right? And you see that fire, right? Sometimes it could be mashpi on different materials in opposite ways. How does that work? How does this work? He says this is a perfect mashal to understand that it's lefikoyach hamakabel, that everything is in accordance with the koyach hamakabel, with the nature of the recipient. And that the light that's coming from the sun is non-committal. It's just light coming down, but it's going to depend on the nature of the makabel. Give me, is it sevesha beged who? And this is the nimshal as well. To be MSI, here he quotes that pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just shefa, shefa, telekus. Of course, it's all toiv, right? But mi'iti loseitzei arois. Raksha shefa hu mi'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'naisin lo adama shefa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and gives it to us. Ema adama hu hu toiv. Azaya shefa hu gam kein mamshich lo b'toiv. It comes good. It comes in a way of goodness. And again, you know, it's possible based on the Bnei Yisrael and everything that we spoke about, it's how he considers himself. Not if he's objectively ra or toiv. Every yid is toiv be'achlet. It's subjectively, right? It's how you view yourself, right? How you define yourself. If you see Rosh Hashanah as being something external to the essence of who you are, and so memela it's a drag, so you don't have much of a reason to be happy anyway, right? You're not seizing an opportunity to really reset your life and start fresh. So then how do you define yourself? So we read about such a person already. What happens to such a person going into the rest of the year? Nothing. Rosh Hashanah makes no impression. But if a person's going to go in with such an aspect of defining myself, I am the Etzem Tov. Rosh Hashanah enables me to express who I Be'etzem am at the deepest level. What we call it, you know, in the Lost Princess Principles, number one, at our core we are holy, right? That Nakuda. So Memela, such a person walks out with such incredible shefa. Such incredible shefa. V'zeo kamayat seva, shal adam kein hu mekabel me'a shefa. And he goes on to say, I skipped it out, because we don't have time to go through the whole piece, but he basically goes on to say that this is pshat on the pasuk, re'ei, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, anoichi noisin lefneichem hayoim, bracha, uklala. He says, I'm placing before you today brach uklala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should choose, right? And ultimately another pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to choose chayim over maves, toyev over ra, but it's before us brach of uklala. So he's medayik in the Lashon. He says, re'ei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, anoichi noisin lefneichem. I am placing before you bracha and klala hayoim. Re'ei anoichi noisin lefneichem hayoim, which is a bechin of the Shemesh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the bracha and klala that I'm going to give you is the aspect of hayoim, the nekud of the Shemesh, that it takes on whatever nature of the actual material. That's anoichi noisin lefneichem hayoim bracha uklala, and it's going to depend on how we engage with it. That's the Torah. Zacha nasasam chayim, loy zacha nasasam avos. But the Torah is a poison? No. It means that the way in which it's being processed is an unhealthy way. And Mamela, it's going to, but it's all the same aspect. We know that HaKadosh Baruch So the same nature that Hashem has, the same nature the Torah has. Memela, we find such an Indian that by one person it could be an elixir of life, and the other person it could be a poison. It's the same nekuda. Anoichi noisan lefneichem hayoin. Memela bracha uklala. V'ini b'yem Rosh Hashanah, but on this day of Rosh Hashanah, we'es psichas ha'oitzoi shebiseach, ha'gadu ha'boyri baruch hu shari chayim. On this incredible day of Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the gates of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving incredible, incredible amounts of shefa from the loftiest places. This incredible day of Rosh Hashanah. He says the rest of the days of the year, every day, that shefa, which you received in quantity, like how much shefa you're going to get, that comes down on Rosh Hashanah. Every other day of the year, because he's being Miyashav, steers in Gemara, one Gemara says that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, the other Manda Amar says that we're judged every single day. How does that work? He says one is in the quantity of the shefa, that's Rosh Hashanah, one is in the quality. On Rosh Hashanah, we receive pure shefa, unqualified, just the shefa as it is from Hashem. And then every day, depending on our maisim, we're judged whether it's going to go l'tayv or l'mutav, right, in this nekuda of the lavan and the shachar. But that's part of the deeper piece. So he says on Rosh Hashanah, the gates are open. And then every day, it's going to be mitzayir itself with regard to how we are. To the tzaddik, it becomes beautiful brachan and parnasa and banechayim azayne. But on Rosh Hashanah, what are we getting? shefa pshuta, just mamish pashut shefa from Hashem. May Yisabar Baruch Hu va'azadayin hu kamos bebechinas kol. It's hidden. It's in the way of voice without dibor. Dibor already quantifies the kol. Kol is, we don't have time to go into the every aspect of this now. Kol is associated with the concept of kutsh berichu, transcendent. The Nakuda of the sphere of Tiferes, which is associated with Yaakov Avinu, HaKol, Kol Yaakov. Kol is infinite, right? Because the Kol could be made into any word in any language. Voice in and of itself contains the potential to be everything. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Dibor. Dibor is Din, Bereishis Bara Elikim, Es HaShemayim, Es HaAretz. It's all Elikim, Elikim, Elikim. It's all Midas HaDin. Because in Din, everything's very specific. And the sun is not the moon. And the morning is not the evening. And the winter is not the summer. And a person is not an animal. And an animal is not a plant. And a plant is not a rock. Everything is very specific, right? And that's the Nakuda of Dibor, specificity. But on the level of Kol, that's already where everything is emerging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu far deeper than the Hei Moitzayis HaPeh. What sounds are coming out from which part of the mouth? That's a different Nakuda. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks the world into existence, but it's all rooted in the Kol. That's the Bechina of Kutsh Baruch Hu. The Dibor is associated with Shechinte, or the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. That's the imminent, right, indwelling presence of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole Sod of Yiddishkeit is to be Miyachid Kutsh Baruch Hu Shechinte, is to take this world that looks like it's already been spoken and realize how even now it's still emerging from the mouth of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's ultimately connected to the Kol, and we can find the Kol reflected in everything. That's the ultimate purpose of the Torah and Mitzvahs, is using physicality and every area of Halacha to refine human life, to be able to find Hashem in every thing, to find the kol as it manifests in every dibor, right? The Kitzur Nimrods. So that's what he says in Rosh Hashanah. The kol is, the shefa is coming down in the Bechina of kol, because it's not the dibor of every single day. That's every day. It's mechalik in terms of what the specificity of it's going to be, dependent on our actions. L'tayv l'ra. Rosh Hashanah is the Bechina of kol. Mamish just call. Achbar Rosh Hashanah, Hashefa Pshuta Ba Me'isabar Baruch Hu Va'azadayin Ukamos V'bechinas Kol V'lachein Hu Inyan Rosh Hashanah Shana Toikim V'Shaifer. And he says, this is the sod. Then Rosh Hashanah, we blow on a shaifer. What's a shaifer? Who call B'loy Dibor? A shaifer is just the voice, just the call without any speech. Why? Because at the time that we're blowing the shofar kol b'lay dibor, we're being ma'oyer shefa bebechinas kol b'lay dibor. It's very, very deep at that moment. But on ma'oyerim hakol ha'elyon shua shefa sheyored shu gamkin kol b'lay dibor sheyispashet hashefa al yoyin v'yored ochal ha'olamos ulochal ha'malachim v'zehu inin mahus ki ha'shofar. And that's the sod of ki ha'shofar kol b'lay dibor. It's a very deep thing we said b'kitzer, but I may be in the oven. It's a very, very beautiful and very deep idea. V'lechein in here he finishes, therefore, yireh hatzadik, the tzadik should see to it, lishmor atzmi mimachshavi zarais, that a person should guard his mind from any negative thoughts, but not just thoughts of impurity, thoughts of negativity, thoughts of anxiety, thoughts of impending doom, thoughts of pessimism. All of these are machshavi zarais, they're foreign to the Jewish mind, that's bound up with emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, kol mad avad rachman letav avid, there's bitachin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and things are going to be good. There's also machshavi zarais. A person has to be very careful on Rosh Hashanah from this. Ubefrapa sarasim yitshuva. Sha'oz b'Rosh Hashanah yeredes ha'shefa pshuta bilti levush oisiyos. On Rosh Hashanah it's coming down without actual oisiyos, but it could still be neslabish in machshava at least. There's some element of this call that's emerging on some level. It's coming down into some level of specifics because it's coming down to this world, and this world is a world of limit. It's not yet on the level of coming down each and every day to become something specific, but the general nature of it is still defined in Rosh Hashanah legabe our machshavos, not necessarily our dibor, our machshavos. Dibor, how much more we have to be careful. That's element number four of the sikha, that you can't even speak on Rosh Hashanah, because it's not bechlal the inyan of dibor, it's just the inyan of kol. And we don't want to start, chas v'shalom, limiting that shefa and to bring it in on the level of how much we're getting, that we should already define the whole shipment, you know, in as much as some random Tuesday in December. So then the little bit of shefa that's coming down, so our dibor and our maisim are going to affect the nature of that. But if you speak on Rosh Hashanah, right, in ways that are negative, you could start to already be mamshich, that call into dibor, on the level of the whole quantity of it, the whole shipment. And then memela is going to be much harder during the year to be mamshich in a way of kedusha. That's one of the reasons we're jumping ahead of ourselves, but that's one of the nekudas of not speaking. But he says at least to be thinking good thoughts. Because again, here read it says, shefa pshuta bilti levush oisiyos, gam ba'aser simi tshuva shefa pshuta, hu yirah redes v'iskablus hashefa hu lefi asagas hamekablam. But again, the way in which we're receiving the shefa, which storage house all the shefa goes into, aside from how it looks as it comes out the door, but which storage house it goes, but klalius is going to be relying on our thoughts. L'chein yachin atzmei baseres mitzuva b'kedusha yaseir ma'oid lishmar machshavtei ma'oid shegam baseres mitzuva nizgashim hashefa gam kein. Because again, it does come down into this world at least. So there's some element of definition. We have to be very, very careful about what we're thinking. Or Rosh Hashanah is a separate nekuda. V'nichnas mikol l'dibur l'slabish ba'oisios, at least on the mind, on the level of the mind. Rakap al pikin neged shari moys Hashanah hey baseres mitzuva dugmas oitzapas. This is the nekuda again of the shefa coming down. B'klalius, you have to be very, very careful to guard the machshavas. Rabbi Nachman says, better think only good thoughts, positive thoughts. Al pisod of what's happening on this day. Let's see the tour. Even though the Avodas Yisrael quoted it, but let's see the tour. And the Halakha Torah writes, V'roichetzim u'mestaprim al pi ha-medrash, a very famous Torah, that a person at Rosh Hashanah should try his best to go ahead, and you see an Uma on the streets are lined with barbers everywhere. Everybody's getting the whole, you know, all ground is filled with hair from all the Yidden, because everybody's getting haircuts on Rosh Hashanah to prepare roichetzim and the mikvahs. I have to describe what the mikvahs look like over there. Right now, we'll spare you. I don't know if you're before dinner or after dinner. V'roichetzim u'mestaprim, right? But we on Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's an akud of haircuts and mikvah. Al pi ha-medrash. And he says, this is all al pi ha-medrash. Amar of Simon, what a beautiful medrash. K'siv, it's written, Kim Yigoy Gadol. Who is this great nation? Asha lo yalikim kroivim ilav v'chol kareinu ilav. How close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us whenever we call out him. Rav Chinin, Rav Yeshua, Eimrim. Ezu, Uma, Kuma, Zu. What incredible nation is there like this nation? Zushi Aidas Oifia Shalalekaya. Shalalekaya, it knows the nature of its God. Pirish manhigim. I'm sorry, minhaga v'dinav. It knows how a Kaddish Baruch Hu is manig the world. Shemanhigoy, sheminhaga shel oylam. Because the way the world is, that adam sheish le'din, a person who has a court case, what does that person do? Loiv shchayrim, the person dresses in dark clothes. Him is stiv shchayrim, and it covers his head with dark garments. Umegadol zekane, grows out his beard. Ve'ina choytech tziparnav, and he doesn't cut his nails. Lefishe ini adeya echiyat zedina, because he sits shaking, trembling, because he doesn't know how the din is going to come out, and he's mamish in a state of mourning, and he's beside himself. Al Yisrael ena came, but by Am Yisrael it's mamish punkfakert. It's the opposite. Lo yushim levanim. We wear beautiful white clothes. Umis atfin levanim, and we wear white head garments. Umegalchem ziknam, and they're cutting their beards. Umechatchem tziparneim, and they're cleaning and cutting their nails. Va'oichlim v'shoyisim u'smeichim Rosh Hashanah. That's the key word. Oichlim v'shoyisim u'smeichim Rosh Hashanah. There's no deeper, most beautiful, wonderful day than Rosh Hashanah. People sometimes look at what goes on in Uman askance, and they say, what would Rabbi Nachman have said if he would know what goes on? Are you kidding? Like, this is exactly how he wanted it. He just happened not to know anything that Rabbi Nachman said about Rosh Hashanah, or to understand the consciousness from which, you know, from which or within which these people are approaching Rosh Hashanah. Their Rosh Hashanah means something very different to you, right? So Rosh Hashanah, what goes on there? Okay, hey, you know, obviously there's going to be the extreme elements of Hoilus and so on, but B'derech Klal, the experience, B'derech Klal, we're talking about, you know, 60,000 people. There are going to be a couple of stragglers here and there, maybe even hundreds of them, but that doesn't define what goes on, right? And Mamish, it's the same Nakuda, but you see what you want to see. People came back from Uman one year, they're describing to me how terrible and this they saw and drugs and this. I said, I've been going to Uman for a number of years. I never saw any of that. Not because it's not going on, because where do you hang out? It's the same thing that we're speaking about. It's like there's going to be many alternative realities, right, within, or alternate realities within Uman or Shoshana, because it depends who you're with, it depends where you're staying, where you hang out, where are you at certain moments. Are you being, you know, are you shtelling suit to the Kedusha that goes on to the Tikkun Klali Olamir? You're smoking a joint, you know, behind some shack somewhere, and then you're complaining that Uman is it's like, depends where you are and what you're there for, right? And all of life is like that, is like that, you know, on some level, because the world is very vast, and it really depends on, like, you know, what you want out of it, what you want out of the world, what you want to see in the world, right? But there are clouds. There's a tremendous feeling of just of awesome clarity and simcha there. That's just unbelievable. We can't talk now that Uman Rosh Hashanah will be here for the next 10 years, because there's so many different facets and aspects and elements of what it is the kibbutz, and why there, and why Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we'll give a shir, maybe, you know, a chana shir, maybe we'll have an event before Rosh Hashanah this year. But suffice it to say that the general atmosphere is one of incredible, incredible simcha. Whether it's actual physical dancing, there's just an atmosphere, you can feel it. And that's mamash what Rabbi Nachman wanted. Mamash. Wouldn't have it any other way. because Rosh Hashanah, like the Torah says, Oichlim v'shoysim u'smeichim Rosh Hashanah. And he doesn't over here mean water. You understand? Oichlim v'shoysim u'smeichim. Mamish, it's a day of incredible simcha. Because we know that we're not because we're worthy, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing nisim all the time. To eat a lot of wonderful portions and meals and Shiner's tents and Shefa and Chazei Hashem goes on. This is how it's supposed to be. That's the tour. Not some, you know, Chassidish Sefer. It would be okay if it was also Chassidish Sefer. We've seen from Chassidish Sefer, but this is also from the tour. Says Haley Gerb Nasan Lukudi Alachis. Okay, this is already from the second piece. So let's go back into the second line in the piece. And Rab Nasan says, "Utsrichem liya sameach v'Rosh Hashanah." A person has to be very besimchan Rosh Hashanah. And we learned just now from the Torah, I think that was supposed to be actually on the second piece. Also, the Torah says that Oichlim v'Shoysim Smeichem Rosh Hashanah is such a day of incredible simcha and joy. So here, Rab Nasan says, "Mam is such an incredible thing." Says Rab Nasan, skip the word varichatzim, that's a mistake. Ki ikra tshuva la shuv nafshi l'sharsha. What does tshuva mean? This goes back to the very beginning of this year. Tshuva is not something foreign. It's not something unnatural. It's the most natural thing. Tshuva means to return our soul to the place where it came from. Tshuva means tashuv hei l'mekoyma. The word tshuva is tashuv hei. Hei is the shechina, right? Hei l'shma, l'shem hei, l'shem hashchina. The hei is the world of asiyah, is the sphere of malchus, is the shechina. And it falls down. That hei falls down into the world. Because the world is hei. And depending on how we look at the world, that's how much either we're lifting it up to see it as being part and parcel of Yud Kei Vav Kei Kipshuta, it's the name of God, the Shem HaMafarish is the Olam, is the world, that's literally part of God's name, or if we're seeing in the world the Hester upon him, if we're seeing in the world the opposite, it's all a matter of perception. So tshuva means, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I was living under the subjugation of the Sitra Achra the whole year. That means to say that I took the Olam and the possibility of experiencing this world as bringing me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I dragged it down. Tshuva is tashuv hei l'mekayma, is to take the hay of the Olam Asiyah and to see it once more as being part and parcel of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the soul of tshuva, one element of it at least. So that's what tshuva is, to return my soul, which is part and parcel of the Shechina, l'sharsha, back to its source. Bebechina zarka, the nekud of zarka, which is that shrub that the zarka says, "Dizrikas la atar de isnatlis mitaman." The zarka says, "What's the zarka? Zarka means to throw, zoyrek, right? To throw something in kedushin, right? He throws the kedushin, he throws the get we find or el chashabis, right? To throw something is carrying and not carrying, throw something outside of a rishus. Zoyrek means to throw. This is the nekud of the zarka, which is the nekud of what? To be sort of like catapulted back to the place from which we were taken. That's what tshuva is. Shekasa v'simon lamed hei l'kutei maran chelik aleph, it's brought down in l'kutei maran. V'sharish nafshus Yisrael, says Rav Nasan, beautiful, good. We want to come back to our source. Well, what's our source? He says, u'b'china simcha. The source of the Jewish soul is joy. The source of the Jewish soul is simcha. Ki sharsham b'machshava d'kut shabarichu. Because our source is where? B'machshava d'kut shabarichu. Yisrael Allah b'machshava t'chila. B'reishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru u'reishis. This is where we come from. Ki Yisrael, here he says, Ki Yisrael Allah b'machshava t'chila shesham mekara simcha. You know what else is t'chila and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshava? You know what Hashem is thinking of all the time? It's just joy. Kamash Shikasa. The Pasuk says, Oiz v'chedba b'mekoyimai. What's the atmosphere like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava, which the Rambam tells us is one with his essence. Hu ayudea, hu ayudia, hu amada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowledge, kiviyachal. He is chachma ilah as mislabish. That's the essence, which is why we're called banim lamakim, because zera comes from the mind, right? And we're rooted in that place of the chachma ilah, that place. Oiz v'chedba b'mekoyimai. There's simcha in that place. That means that we emerge from the machshava of Hashem, and guess what else emerges from machshava? Or guess what else is the atmosphere from which we came into the world? It's simcha. And that's what you find. Anytime a baby is born into the world, simcha. Gevaldige simcha. Because it's the same thing. It's a gilui of simcha. Because it's coming out from that place of the machshava. And the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as manifest in every human being, on a certain madrega, at least, is oyd v'chedva b'mekoyme. At the shayrish, at the beginning, there's always simcha. Ki ein atzvus lefnei hamakom. We know that there's no such thing as sadness before Hashem. Kamo shamar Rabbi Seinu Zal. Chazal tell us in Chagiga v'chol ikar begam kol averus v'chinas atzvus. He says the essence of all averus, therefore, which is a disconnect from the essence of who we are, in the sense of our being taken from the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rooted in a world that's part and parcel of Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the final hey, but it's connected to the name of God. This is the nekuda of tshuva tashav hey lemekayma. Memela, all Averis, which is menatik us from that, is going to be caused by Atzvus. Because first we create a setting which is contrary to the setting of the Machshavta Yisbarach, which is the essence of who we are. Memela, after that, good. So you created a setting that's different from where you come from. So what are you going to do in that setting? Obviously, things that are contrary to the aspect of who you actually are. Memela, right? And so the all Averas take place in a certain level of Atzvus, in a certain level of Yish, in a certain level of Hester, in a certain level of buying in to the aspect in which we're convinced that we are our Maisim. The Bechina of the Russia that we spoke about, Er, who sees Ra be'enei Hashem, his own name reflected in the name, in the way of Ra. Right? The Russia that we spoke about, who's the Nekuda of Rosh Hashanah, he's written La'alter L'mavis. Why? Because objectively he's been written into that book? No, because he wrote himself into that book. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So he says, this is the essence of all Averis. Nimshachem kal Averis, she'ikrib gama bris, she'nimshem me'aklipa, nikra lilith, right? I'm going to say the name. It's this demon, right, that this nikuda gama bris is coming from. Shama atzvus va'yulala, and that's where all the atzvus is, the sadness, and the yulala, and all the moaning, right, and the crying, and the mourning. The alkein avera gareres avera, and that's why we find that one sin causes the next sin. Why? Ki avera nimshech mimechina zuam asanacha, shubechinas atzvitzavim teichalna. It draws from the tumah of the nachash. What's the whole tumah of the nachash? The tumah of the nachash is exactly this, to convince us that we are it. The pagam of the nachash is that we should eat from Eitz Hadas so that we all of a sudden become confused. Are we toiv? Are we ra? What's Eitz Hadas toiv ra? And das means what? Intimacy, to connect, to bond. That means that Eitz Hadas toiv ra, eating from this tree, means that toiv and ra become inextricably mixed with one another. The nachash that before was external, was outside of ourselves, so we knew who we were and what we weren't, it becomes inside of ourselves, and all of a sudden, that's asher karcha baderech, that Amalek wants to cool us off by trying to convince us that we're something that we're not. So it's all drawing from the Nekuda, the Nachash. What was the nature, what was the consequence of that? Be'it Tzavin Techalna. Be'it Tzavin. His Atzvah was brought into the world because he went ahead and ate from the Eitz Hadas. Hepech Chidushas HaSimcha Shula Smayach V'Hashem Yisbarach, which is the Nekuda of understanding who we are at our Shoresh B'Shvili Yisrael Shenikureshes Bereshes Yisrael Ala B'machshava Tchila. Bechinas anoichi esmach b'Hashem. My very anoichi is who I am at my root is esmach b'Hashem. Is incredible simcha. That's who we're rooted in. That's where we come from. Simchu b'Hashem, gilu tzadikim v'chulu. But if kisha oiv raveir chas v'shalom, nimshach alav atzvos, b'chinas edag mechatasi, the chatayim bring daiga, the chatayim bring incredible worry, incredible atzvos, incredible, obscuring who we are essentially. And we start to become convinced that we are the nachash inside. We start to become convinced and identify ourselves with the maisim that weren't so good. Memele, we come into a Rosh Hashanah feeling like it's something that's contrary to what I am, and we have to force ourselves to be in shul, and it's so difficult. And in Kippur, we're looking every moment on the clock and trying to see when it's going to be over that we could eat. But that's all based on this misunderstanding of what we are, Memela, what Rosh Hashanah represents, Memela, what the mood is supposed to be on Rosh Hashanah, v'chule, v'chule. And we unfortunately often get written in to the book of death, not because we're chas v'shalom, we should all live long and happy to 120. I mean, even Baruchni is not because that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. That's how we did it, based on our own misunderstanding, like we learned from the Kazan Sir and the Kedusha Slavi. Bechinas Yogan Ma'anacha, Shemachina Samach Mem Benukve, which is Mamish, which is the Sitrachra, Kamashikaz of a Kavanas. Or Machmas is Gabr Sa'atzvas, Yoyser Guerrero Saveira, Yoyser Vechule. Kitzarach Les Baish Ma'atzme Me'abenesav, Upagamav, Achi and Nishvach Damav Mikirboy. That a person Mamish needs to go ahead and be embarrassed. This isn't to say that a person shouldn't feel, like we talked about, this Nakuda of Gilu Bera Ada. There's a Nakuda of that, to recognize. We're not, just scot free. We come into Rosh Hashanah, there's Avoida to be done, right? There's Tshuva to be done. Right, there has to be the nekuda of being embarrassed. But a person has to be such a very important baki ba'halacha, baki ba'alicha. It really means, based on Torah Vav and the Kutumran, to be able to know not to give up, not to give up, to know how to walk, know how to keep on walking, know how not to get dragged down so that you stop. To be a chacham, it takes chachma for this, not to be drawn into atzvus after this nekuda, vidui, and everything that goes on in the Aseres HaMetshuva, which is mamash sitra achro, k'moshi hizr admar zal. Like the Hilger Rabbi Nachman spoke about this of Amr, and he said, "Shalev nivshbar hu inyan achar me'atzvos." A broken heart is a very good thing, he said. The ideal nature of how a Jew is supposed to live, Rabbi Nachman felt, is a Lev Nishbar. Simcha was only b'diavet. But because Lev Nishbar could quickly turn into Atzo, it's better be b'simcha the whole day. But be'etzem, Rabbi Nachman wants Lev Nishbar the whole day. What's Lev Nishbar? Lev Nishbar is honesty. Lev Nishbar is being very, very open about where we are and where we're not, but it's not Atzvos. Because Atzvos means that there's no tomorrow. Lev Nishbar is Adarabba. The very dint of my understanding, my distance, enables me to keep on marching, and the future is bright. It's just that I'm struggling to get there, but I'm going to get there. Right? That's Lev Nishbar. The atzvah shouldn't grab hold of this broken arokain. Therefore, his hill is gaber, that a person needs to overpower and make sure and to encourage himself. And all the ways that Rabbi Nachman encouraged us to be besimcha, to think machshavas toivos, to act a little bit silly sometimes, even if it's going to bring us to simcha. Any nature of bringing ourselves into a positive mood, it matters. On Rosh Hashanah, it matters. Nishbar. It's specifically a Sham Yuchad every day that a person should be Lev Nishbar Lefar. Shichas Lefan of Yisbarach. Kibben Lefnei Aviv. This is the Shah Espoididus, that this is exactly what it's supposed to be. That hour, Lev Nishbar, is the hour of Espoididus. V'chol Zekol B'b'chinas Baki B'alachavi. You have to be a Baki. You have to be an expert in knowing what's the right thing here. What's being Mar B'kfoit Shemayim in the world. He says we need to be makabel the darkei hatshuva. We know that there is a mitzvah sasedi araisiv tshuva, but the tzaddikim tell us how it's done, how to do it in a healthy way. They teach us how to walk. The ikar al yedei kedusha shabbos shemikar simcha. And he goes on. The cholze, he says, and here we'll bring it home. Tzrichim biyoseh b'Rosh Hashanah. But the main thing is all of this. The main thing is on Rosh Hashanah. Shu tchilas Hashanah, it's the very beginning of the year. Shu yon rishon aseres mitzuva. That it's mamash the first day of the aseres mitzuva. Ba'asrichem lahamshich darchi atzuva hanal. We need to connect ourselves with this mahalich. V'alkein therefore hikdim lano Hashem yizbarach berachamav chaydish elul hakadosh. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us chaydish elul. Shesoid kavanas elul hu anoisim yam derech kanal. That this is all tarvav and the kutaman that teaches a person how not to despair when a person is feeling not so good and a person is experiencing a you read down about it, Hashem, how to keep on going. Let that not drag a person into atzvos. Adrabim esak shamayim shamata. If I rise to the heaven, shamata. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there. Vavatziya shaol hinako. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is also here when I sink down to the depth of hell. That I'm never alone, and that it's all up to me. And if I think that I'm hopeless, then I'll taka be hopeless. But koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach. It's those that are koyvi Hashem that get the strength. If you have hope, then there's still hope for you. It's a self fulfilling inyan. It's a subjective experience. That's what we learned. It's a big sod. Noyach matzachin be'ini Hashem. Er is ra be'ini Hashem. It's a big sod. Big sod. So what? Who gave us the sod kavanas el, which are all teaching this in a Kabbalistic way before Rosh Hashanah? Ki behem oiskim l'sakin darkei atshuva. They teach us how to engage in the days of Tishrei in a healthy way. Once we finish Sod Kavanas El, which are teaching us, we can't get into what that means now. It'll take, you know, at least a year to learn Tara Vav properly. I hope to write a sefer on it one day. But Tara Vav teaches us, also Kavanas El, and it teaches us how to have a bekias in this way, not to get dragged down. So then we can implement these ideas that we learned on Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rosh Hashanah, especially Rabbi Nachman, the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the nekud of starting again. Because you have to be Rosh Hashanah by the tzaddik, because the tzaddik is the one who's teaching you how to do tshuva. So of course you could do tshuva on your own. And of course the Indian of tshuva absolutely is open. Pesach, Pesuach, Yimicha, Pshuta, the Kabbal Shavim, as part and parcel of the Kavanah, is in and of themselves. But the tzaddik is teaching us, okay, how do you utilize that opportunity to teach us how to go about it, the drachim and the etzis. So you have to be by the tzaddik. Shem yichodim lahamshich darchi yachuba kanal. V'ikra lahamtik toikva din shor Rosh Hashanah lahamshich al atzmi simcha oz. To sweeten the essential judgment of Rosh Hashanah, to sweeten it out, being besimcha. Like Rabbi Nachman stressed, that in Rosh Hashanah the main thing is simcha. That pasuk in reference, Chazal tell us to Rosh Hashanah, ichlu mashmanim, ushesu mamtakim, the alte otzvu. This is a pasuk about Rosh Hashanah. What an incredible shift in the way that we look at Rosh Hashanah, but it begins with a shift in how we see ourselves and what the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah is. So it becomes something else. We'll just do one more paragraph and we'll start next week. We'll finish off Chaf Aleph. Who would have believed, you know, it takes so long to learn one tiny sikha, but there's so much here. We'll get into it. We're over time already. Bez Hashem will continue next week. But let's finish this paragraph, Zebachina Shofar. And this is another understanding of what the Nekuda of Shofar is. Shula Oyer Chasadim Lahamtik Dinim Kiyadua. All Kabbalistically, when we blow the Shofar, we're awakening the Chasadim, we're sweetening any harsh judgments. But he says deeper. Hainula Oyer Rachame Hashem Yisbarach Shiyistako Rak. I'll call on the Nekuda's Toivish of Yisrael, the Yistakal Larashal and Uklal. On Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to Uri Yishayna Mishinaschem. You think that you've been going ahead and living life as your true identity in a way that runs contrary to the Torah. It's not true. It's Yishenim. It's your sleeping. Ani Yishena, Babalibi Er, is to wake up that Nekuda in you that's always been awake. That Nekuda, the Nekuda Taiva, right? Which is the identity, who we are. People often don't understand, what's Rabbi Nachman's thing in Nekuda Taiva? A person's Kokulei Ra. And one time they did one thing good for somebody. It's like, how does that match up? No doctor would say that a person who needs a triple bypass surgery, but they have very nice toenails, you know, and so they're fine. They're saying nobody would say such a thing. The person will die. How does it work, Baruch Nis? But the answer is, without going to it now, I have Shiram on this, but the answer is, of course, is that there's a qualitative difference between the Nekuda Toiva and all the other stuff. Is that the Nekuda Toiva is a representation of the essence of who Be'etzim you are, and all the other stuff is seen as being extraneous. Memela, it's not simply something arbitrary like nice toenails. It means that it's a Eivor Shanashama Tali Bezeh, is functioning perfectly fine, and you'll be healthy if you can find that Nekuda. It's like a mashal, you walk on the outside and you see a building, and the whole building is filled with bricks. Right, all around, it's bricks and it's dark and it's pitch black at night. But then there's one little area where it's open, it's like a little window, and that's, you know, you see light over there, right? So what kind of person would say, the building, it's all dark, right? And define the building by the fact that the bricks are dark and that it's dark outside. But a person who has seichel understands that one little pintle of light, that little point of illumination demonstrates that the whole building is filled with ar. There's much more ar than not. The darkness, b'chitzonius. But that one little window into the essence demonstrates that the whole building is filled with light. That's the Nekuda Taiva, right? So the whole inin of Rosh Hashanah is this shift in terms of how we identify ourselves, who we are. Memela, what Rosh Hashanah is. Memela, that there's so much reason to be besimcha. Memela, that our being besimcha is going to itself inscribe us in the book of life, because be'etzem we're living. But we think that we're not davuk, right? And that's what holds us back from the chayim. But ba'at madveikim, and as much as we can understand that I'm truly davuk, chayim, kul chamayayim. Memela, we're written into the sefer chayim and the tzaddikim amitim. That's the nekuda of Rosh Hashanah. This is the Nekuda of Shofar. Until we're able to bring this into our hearts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's incredible mercy, Ad Shiyanimshach Simcha Aleinu, until we come to incredible Simcha Shal Yedeze, Ikr Tikkun HaTshuva, that this is solving everything. V'zebachinas Ashreya Am Yoidei Surua. Fortunate is the nation, Yoidei Surua. Ashreya Am. What do you mean Ashrei? It's the Nebuch that we have to blow Shofar. We're waking up, we're sleeping, we're so bad, we have to do Tshuva, it's a terrible thing. Ashreya Am Yoidei Surua. What are the next psukim? B'shimcha yigilun kol hayayim. That's going to segue us into next week. We're going to talk about b'chia, what the crying is. Rabbi Nachman says b'chia is Rosh HaTevis. B'shimcha yigilun kol hayayim. Right? That's a crying of happiness, of joy. That's the next line in the sikha. B'shimcha yigilun kol hayayim. Of tzidkascha yarumu. Because we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is melech ayiv tzedako mishpat, to do righteousness. Ki kol shayfer b'chinas asaris asar min inigina. The blowing of the shayfer is, it's an instrument. It's a clay sikha. That incredible capital Tehillim that we finished Pesukah Dezimra with at the very end before Az Yashir, we say Hallelujah, 10 different kinds of instruments are hinted to over there, and one of them is Hallelujah. Tiltzalei Srua is mamash l'shayfar. So he says, Ashriya am yoyde Srua. Ki b'shimcha yigilun kalayayin. Because the blowing of the shayfar is an instrument. It's a way in which to wake us up and to bring us to the simcha of knowing, Yesh tikva, beiz reishis, b'shvil Yisrael shenikur reishis. To be written la'alter in the Sefer of Chaim, the ability to start fresh, to come out of Rosh Hashanah, it's the day of the deepest returning to our essence. Tshuva tashav heilu mekayma. There's no greater day. There's no greater day. And so what a simcha as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah mamish, you know, to begin to return to who we really are. I apologize for going over time. Be'ezer Hashem next week. Halavai. I thought that we were going to finish all of this. We'll get to it. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll start next week and then we'll go into the next sicha or two. And okay, I'm so grateful for all of you for joining. Thank you so much. And Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see you hopefully Thursday night, at least those who are tuning in on Zoom for the Parsha Shir. Okay, thank you so much, Shimon. Thank you, Mord, all the Chevra. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. And have a wonderful rest of the week. Kol Tov. Thank you so much.